Thanks, Christy. And I'm going to run it today since Michael's on the road. But we appreciate everyone being here today. We'll call this meeting of the Three Bridges PID number one to order. It's 10:33 a.m. And before we get started, we just want to take a quick roll call for the recording. Board, do you want to start by calling out your names for the record?
Yeah, Ryan Miller.
Larry Myler.
Oh, Kevin.
Muted.
I guess, Kevin, we can't hear you, so I don't know if that's a technical glitch.
How about now?
There you go.
Okay, I was like, no, I'm here, I'm here.
Okay, great. And I'm Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Michael Jensen, Snow Jensen, and Reese.
Kara Carr, DA Davidson, underwriter.
And we don't want to forget Christy is at our anchor location. So thanks, Christy. Okay, I think we got everybody. Christy, are there any members of the public present at the anchor location?
No.
And I don't see anyone from the public online, so we'll get started. Given there's no public here, we will skip the public comment item and jump into the preliminary action items today. Board, Christy circulated the draft meeting minutes from October 7th. I can bring those up on the screen if need be, but if not, are there any questions, discussion? Otherwise, we'll take a motion to approve those minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, thanks. That was a motion by Ryan, second by Larry. All in favor, say aye.
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 That sounded unanimous. So moving on to our action items. This is to consider approval of Resolution 2024-07, which is the bond resolution. Let me pull it up here. And I'm sure the folks from Gilmore and Bell would probably be able to do this much better than I could, but we'll give it a shot here. So the purpose of this resolution is to authorize the issuance and sale of the district's special assessment bonds. They authorize the principal amount of the bonds not to exceed $45,400,000. It also defines the maximum number of years that the bonds may mature, the maximum interest rate, and the maximum discount from par at which they can be sold. It also designates officers to approve final terms and conditions and authorizes the documents related to the bond issuance, which include indenture of trust, preliminary offering memorandum, limited offering memorandum, bond purchase agreement, continuing disclosure agreement, and completion agreement, collateral assignment agreement, and any other documents required in order to carry out the bond issuance. So, the parameters are basically stated there, but we can dive in more detail if there's any questions. Basically, once this resolution is authorized, then there will need to be a notice posting that takes place. The signed resolution will be posted on the Utah Public Notice website, and it will also need to be posted physically at the site of the property. And we'll probably look to your team, guys, board members, to do that physical posting if that's okay. Once that posting occurs, there is a 60-day waiting period that is triggered. Or excuse me,
Can we already do that?
We've already done that. I apologize because we did the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution earlier. So the 60 days is already running. I think I saw Kira say earlier that that 60-day period expires on December 14th. Is that right?
Yeah,
14th.
Okay. I apologize. That's right. We did do that earlier. So that's done. This resolution does not need to be physically posted like the others. So does anybody have any questions about the parameters? It looks like the not to exceed interest rate is set at 12% per annum, which, you know, given current market conditions, I think we expect it to be quite a bit lower than that.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah. Okay. Anything anyone wants to add or any final questions before we call for a motion on this resolution?
No, while you were scrolling, I saw something about 30 days. Is that 30 days after this is signed that this can be posted again, or?
Let's see. Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, keep going down. I think it was a little lower.
Okay.
Right there. Period of 30 days.
Okay. Yeah, that's just for the examination of the examination of the resolution. And then there's a 30-day period where essentially someone could contest the legality of the resolution. That's a pretty standard provision with any resolutions that we adopt. So I don't think, my understanding is that is not, that isn't going to have any impact on the timing of the bond issuance.
Okay. All right. Then I will make a motion to approve.
I second the motion.
Okay. That was a motion by Ryan and a second by Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that was unanimous. Thanks, everybody. Okay, that was the only items on our agenda today. We do have an item on here for discussion of any other PID business. If you have any items. And if not, we look for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
And seconded.
Okay, once again, motion by Ryan, second by Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that's it. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
So, Christy, normally...